Hi, I'm Anne-Marie Miles, host of the Words, Wobbles and Wisdom podcast. I'm a writer, I'm a Christian, I'm a radio show host, I love to talk and I love to eat. Words, Wobbles and Wisdom is always body positive, always food positive and sometimes funny. I want to bring honesty and hope to the long-term weight loss journey. But even if you're not someone who loves food enough to wrestle a toasted sandwich off an alligator, you'll always find some encouragement here. Feel free to get in touch. You can email smile@annemariemiles.co.uk or find me on social media at amowriting. Enjoy this week's episode of Words, Wobbles and Wisdom. Hello there, this is Anne-Marie from the Words, Wobbles and Wisdom podcast, and I'm so sorry it's been so long since I've been with you, but boy oh boy have the last few weeks been amazing. Thank you so much for those who've commented on the Instagram live that I did. If you're not following me on Instagram and you'd like to, I'm at amowriting. In fact, on social media, I'm at amowriting, pretty much wherever you go. You might be able to hear the quality is not as good. I'm not on my laptop because it's one of those weeks where I'm running from one meeting to the next, and I really didn't want to let another week go by without putting a post up. So I'm doing this in bed at night time with my phone because I've just run out of opportunities to do it. So I hope the quality is good enough. And I did mention that I was going to share about how I've started again, this time properly, this time in earnest, and this time with the help of a wonderful therapist and coach. I'm not sure where to start because there's so many amazing things to share with you, but let's go back a couple of episodes ago to the episode about the picture of me as a little girl, that little black and white picture of me as a girl. And I was saying that I'd wanted to save her and protect her. And I had said to my sister that she makes me cry when I look at her, when I look at that photograph. And my sister said, don't think about crying when you look at her and think, oh my goodness, all the terrible things you'll have to go through. You know, when you look at her, say, you're going to make it. You're going to make it through everything. You're going to get whatever you go through, you're going to get through, you know. So that's what all that episode was about. And that was fine. And I was delighted with that. It really changed my focus on that photograph. But one thing that I've realized in the last few weeks is that it's one thing knowing why I eat and knowing why I overeat. And I've known for some time why I overeat. I associate food with comfort. I associate food with family. I associate food with not being alone. And, you know, my happy place as a child was always surrounded with my older brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews. And it's still a very happy place for me. And knowing that that's why I overeat and that's why I am prone to comfort eat and obsess about food and all of that. Knowing that is one thing, but it's not enough. It's not making any difference. I'm not changing. I'm not changing long term. I'm not permanently readdressing the issue. I do well, and I did very well between 2017 and 2019. And then just before lockdown hit, I had my bad spell of depression. If you're a listener of the podcast, you know all this. And if you're new to the podcast, then feel free to check out the last few episodes to hear the story of how I've kind of come to this point. But I'm working with an amazing woman called Melanie Lee. She is a hypnotherapist. She is a coach. She coaches in pain management, in eating disorders. She also is a nutrition coach, and she does a number of other things as well. And if you're a Christian, your ears might have pricked up at the word hypnotherapist. Yes, she is a hypnotherapist. And I know some Christians are very wary of hypnotherapy. I was one of them. And I didn't go in search of hypnotherapy. As far as I'm concerned, it came looking for me. Melanie came looking for me. And I really, really believe that God sent her. Now, the sessions we've had, I haven't been laid out completely out of it for every minute of every session. In fact, only one third of the sessions that we've had so far have we actually done any hypnotherapy. And I think one of the arguments against it, certainly for Christians, would be that one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And when you're hypnotized, you don't have self-control. Well, that's actually not true. I'm in total control at all times. That was an insight for me. You don't lose control at any moment. I am in control. And it is an amazing kind of combination of, I can't really describe what it's like. It's like being asleep and awake at the same time. But I am in control, and at any moment I could just bring myself out of it, sit up straight or whatever. The other side of that argument is, for me, I didn't have self-control anyway. I didn't have any self-control. I'm 51 years of age. I've been a Christian for 28 years. In the issue of food, in the issue of eating, I had no self-control. And guess what? Sessions with Melanie Lee are teaching me how to find that place inside me where I can have self-control. So if I give you the analogy of a car, most listeners to this podcast probably drive. And when you're learning to drive, you know, it's like, okay, now you're coming up to a roundabout, so you need to slow down. So you need to take your foot off the accelerator and put your foot on the brake. And then you need to press the clutch and go down a gear and then lift your foot off the clutch. And when we're learning to drive, we do all of those steps individually. And, you know, it's mirror, signal, maneuver, and you're trying to remember to change gear and have your foot the right, you know, the right pressure on the clutch, take your foot off the brake at the right time, or the foot off the accelerator at the right time, or whatever. But if you're driving 6 months or a year or 5 years or 10 years, you don't do that anymore. It's automatic. You just do it automatically. And that's the problem with my eating. Even though I know the different steps, I know the different steps in driving, the process of speeding the car up, whatever, I don't do it in that way. I just do it automatically. And the problem with my eating is that doing it automatically, I'm doing it the wrong way. I'm responding to loneliness. I'm responding to being in bad form or feeling like a failure or being disappointed or being angry or being tired. And any negative feeling that I have, my response is always to go and eat. And that was exacerbated when I had my hysterectomy. And after my hysterectomy, I ate and cried for about 4 years. And that's when I put on the massive amount of weight that brought me up to nearly 24 stone. That was 20 years ago. And what the sessions with Melanie are doing, and again, it's not just the hypnotherapy, it's the coaching and the teaching. She's teaching me about how my brain works, about the conscious and the subconscious, is speaking to that subconscious me that always automatically goes for food. You know, if your nose is itchy, you're just going to put your hand up to your nose and kind of scratch your nose. You're not going to say, oh, hang on, my nose is itchy. Arm, lift up, finger, point at nose, finger, go up and down. And we don't do that anymore because it's all in the subconscious. We just automatically put our hand up, scratch, 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 yeah, just scratch my nose there or whatever. Or, you know, you could be chatting away and you kind of fiddle with your ear. You fiddle with your earring if you feel it's loose. All of those things we do are automatic. They're all in the subconscious. The problem is that my negative responses to my situation are all in my subconscious. And they're ingrained in me since childhood. So what Melanie's doing is helping me to access them and say, and this is the brilliant bit, say to that little girl in the photograph, you don't need to do that anymore. I've been going around talking to myself, saying to myself, you are okay, you are safe, you are loved, you are not vulnerable. You are not lonely. You're okay. You're okay. Everything is going to be okay. You don't need to eat to make yourself feel better. So it's been amazing already, and it's only been a few weeks and already I can feel a massive transformation. Now, I want it to be a lasting one, so you can't kind of do this thing for 2 or 3 weeks. So what I'm doing is I have a recording that Melanie has given me that I listen to before I go to bed before I go to sleep every night. And it's just a reminder and just kind of repeated reminder. And it's so lovely because she brings God into it as well. She brings my, you know, the importance of my faith, reminding me that God made me and made me to be healthy and whole, and that the food I'm currently eating, the food choices I'm making at the moment are not good for me, and that I need to make different food choices if I'm going to be healthy and if I'm going to live a healthy and a happy and a long life. So it's been an amazing few weeks, and already I've seen a massive change in my thinking, and it's translating into a change in my eating. And I'm excited because I haven't been so confident of the way forward for a long time, for quite a few years. I've been hanging on and losing a few pound and putting it on, but the trajectory is ever creeping up again. And whereas I was 24 stone, like I'm over 20 now. I was down to just under 18. That's a lot, you know. But do you know something? It's not even about the number on the scales. It's about me living a healthy life. It's about me feeling better and doing the things that I'm supposed to do to take care of this body that's getting older and frailer. But, you know, I'm 51 now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm getting older and frailer. And I feel like I've found a way to not just know. And I suppose that it has to be that process, doesn't it? At first I didn't know why. And now I know why. But knowing why wasn't enough. I had to actually go in and unpick the why. And I feel really excited that I feel like I'm able to speak into that little girl's life. I picked her photograph, the photograph of me as a little girl. I picked it off the mantelpiece this evening, or this afternoon, whenever it was. And I kind of just held it and looked at her. And I used to look at that picture and I would burst into tears, because I would think, oh my goodness, all the horrible years that you have ahead of you, girl. And now I look at her and go and feel like I can, I know it's probably ridiculous because I can't go back and minister to her. I can't go back and soothe her, and I can't. But I feel that in a way, by addressing the subconscious remnant, the habits and the mindset of that little girl, I can go back and speak into those habits and speak into her mindset. And I'm not alone now. I'm not vulnerable now. I don't need to be scared now. And I need to learn, when I am annoyed, frustrated, disappointed, whatever, to react differently, to not go back to that automatic reaction of the little girl who used to go and find food. I need to not go back to the habits that little girl had to make her feel better, and develop new habits. And I suppose that's when the test comes, isn't it? When things get hard, it's easy now, it's great, yay, yippee. But when things get hard, and when the situation becomes a little more challenging, and when things come to challenge me, which they will, it's responding in the right way to them. But I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back on track. And I'm really excited about the next few weeks and months. I'm looking forward to seeing a change in how I look. But that's secondary to me actually starting to feel strong mentally and emotionally, and once and for all address some of the things that have held me back, because I've carried them with me for way, way, way too long. So thank you. Thank you for those of you who got in touch and were missing the podcast. I'll be back to normal now, please God, after this. And I'll drop you an email. This will go out now this week, and I'll drop you an email next week, and we'll get back into the swing of things. And I will let you know how things are going. And there'll be one or two other little bits of interesting news in the email as well. But I can't tell you everything now, can I? Then you wouldn't have any reason to open the email. So, all right, listen, before we go, I know you've missed him, Frankie.
What is that about?
What is that about? Oh, I've missed listening to that sound. Listen, what is the story with the rain? What is the story with the weather? It's the end of April. It's absolutely lashing out there all the time. And this is a woman who actually wants to go out walking now. And it's trouncing the rain down. I don't know about, well, for you, but here in South Wales, it's absolutely torrential. Coming down in stair rods, as they say. I do not know what that weather is about. I can't wait for dry days and sunny days. I can't wait to get back out walking again and just get some fresh air and get moving again. I'm so looking forward to it. Listen, I'm going to head off. It's time for me to get some Zeds. If you want to pop over to the website, you can sign up to the mailing list. If you haven't done that, you can do that at annemariemiles.co.uk, or catch me on social media at Ammo Writing. You can buy me a coffee. You can listen to other episodes of the podcast. You can check out my books. Loads of stuff you can do over at annemariemiles.co.uk. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you, and you'll hear me, in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.